Hello, world, and welcome to another episode of At the Movies with Colin Mill. I'm your host, Colin Mill. I'm here with my co-host for the day, Audio A.
What's good, people?
So, this week's episode, we're going to talk about two brand new movies. We're going to talk about some latest movie news. You know, every week, I don't know if you guys noticed, we always go to AMC. We always see a brand new movie, you know, every week. And then if A don't go, he knows I still would go. Now I just come back with from the week after to see the exact same movie again. You know, that's just what we do.
That happens, yes.
We've seen a couple movies this year, though. We've seen a couple.
A lot.
Of course, everybody went to go see Avengers Endgame. We saw Captain Marvel, I believe. Yeah. We did see Captain Marvel. What else did we see this year?
We saw a lot.
I didn't see The Intruder with you. I know that I didn't see The Intruder with you, right?
Nope.
No, I didn't see The Intruder with you.
No.
Did I see Us with you?
Yes, we saw Us.
I didn't see Us with you.
Us. Shit.
There's too many movies that came out this year.
I'm
trying to figure out what movie we haven't seen with each other this year. But for the latest movie news, we find out who our new Batman is. You know who the new Batman? Did you find out?
No.
You didn't know? Our new Batman is Robert Pattinson of Twilight.
Oh.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Team Edward.
Whoa. I haven't seen his films out of Twilight, but I've heard he's a great actor. I heard he's phenomenal. But, Batman, that's a different world.
Okay, yeah. Batman.
I mean, you watch a lot of Batman anime. Not at the anime. I mean, you did see the Batman anime, Batman Ninja.
Yeah.
But you watch a lot of Batman animation. You read more Batman comics than I have because, I'm more of a Marvel fan. This new Batman movie is supposed to be about Batman as a detective. You know what I mean? So I guess, can you really see Edward?
I don't know. Batman as a detective?
As a detective. I mean, he still has the Batman outfit on, but it's more on the, Detective Batman.
Oh, like the series?
Yeah.
Like the animated cartoon that was the highest, grossing. Yeah, that's fine. That's fire stuff.
Oh, I hope it's good. I haven't seen, his work outside of Twilight. But anything, I think it would be better than, what I've seen in Twilight. So I can't wait for it.
Look, my boy died in Harry Potter, boy.
I forgot all that.
Why you think they cared about him?
What was his name? Dick Gregory or something like that? That's Dick Gregory. Dick Gregory is a comedian. Wrong person. I'm sorry. I mean, his spirit is with me today for some reason. I can't remember what his character in Harry Potter, but you're right. He was in Harry Potter before he became a vampire. That is very, very much, very, very true. But, we'll see, how that's going to look with him being Batman soon. Everybody's excited. I'm excited to see the new Spike Lee movie that's on Twitter. Well, the Spike Lee produced film on Netflix, which is called See You Yesterday. It's a time travel movie, but it has to do with, police brutality and police killing black folks. So, So it's Back to the Future meets,
So we can catch them in the act?
Yeah. So it's Back to the Future meets The Hate U Give. In the movie, somebody, his brother gets killed and the girl goes back in time to try to stop him from getting shot by the police. So I'm very excited to see that, hopefully tonight, because I'm shooting a documentary tomorrow morning on my way to D.C. and I got a lot of stuff I got to edit. So I'm hoping that I will have time to watch that movie tonight, But speaking of seeing movies, like I said, today we've seen a couple movies, but this week and last week we went to go see, Pokemon. Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And I don't think I got any complaints about that movie.
Oh, there's no complaints about that movie. That movie was fire. Clap it up for Ryan Reynolds.
I felt like it was distracting. I don't know. I was his voice, it was so distracting. Everything would be so cool until Ryan was talking and I'll forget I'm watching a Pokemon movie. I just imagine Ryan somewhere in the studio speaking into a mic and it's just like, my suspension of disbelief would just go out the window when I hear
that Ryan raunchy speak. Pikachu was definitely Ryan Reynolds. I was completely
Like, it just took me out. It took me out the movie.
Deadpool and a Pikachu, like, my nigga. Like,
Pokemon is so big in itself, it didn't need Ryan Reynolds.
We understand that. We all know this. We was going to watch this movie without Ryan Reynolds being Pikachu. But the fact that he was. And my boy Zeke, Get Down reference, you already know, was in there doing his thing.
Yeah, it sucks we don't get to see him on the Get Down no more, but I'm glad he was still able to get work. Because we all knew Jaden Smith was going to get work, and, you know, we knew a couple of those people was going to leave off that show A-OK.
Oh, yeah.
So it was good to see that, like, oh, you're in Jurassic World? Oh, now you're with Pokemon? Okay. You
were. I mean, Dope was already A-OK before that. The other one did some work in little films. Mm-hmm. And the other child, the big brother of the three?
Right.
Well, the middle. Was he the middle? No, he was the oldest. He was older than Jaden. Uh-huh. Yeah. The big brother, he's been a child actor for a minute now. And he was in that Darkness Minds joint, too.
Yeah, he was, but I didn't feel, did you watch that?
I saw some of it.
When it was playing in theater, when I still had the movie pass, I was curious about seeing it. There was like nothing else on the movie pass but that, and I was just like,
watch it on HBO.
No.
It's on HBO.
It is on HBO now.
HBO, cut the check. Right? Like I was saying.
But what do you call it, though? You know, Pokemon worked for me. The movie worked. I thought when I first heard about that they were doing Detective Pikachu, I was kind of upset because they wasn't following the Pokemon Master story. Like, oh, we're not going to see the journey of becoming a Pokemon Master. That kind of sucked. But then when I just, you know, after I thought about it, I was like, you know what? We know that story. You know, how that might get boring after a while. That might be good for a TV show live action, but for a movie, not so much. So I was kind of cool with it, going with the mystery storyline, and of course they had the game. And I don't know if I was okay with the idea of Pikachu talking at first. I remember when that viral clip happened when that movie came out, Pokemon I Choose You, which is basically a reboot of the first episode, but in movie form, and they had Pikachu talk at the end of the movie. Like, I'll never forget the clip. I think we moved together when that clip went viral. You know, everybody was sitting there in the theater, and you hear, you know, it's a whole scene where Pikachu's dying, and Pikachu's, I choose you. And you just hear the whole thing go, what the fuck? Oh!
Boo. Boo. Boo.
When I first heard that, I was like, I don't know if I'm okay with Pikachu talking. But then I saw the trailer, and then I was like, you know, I might be able to do it. I might be okay with it.
He was like, Ryan Reynolds killed that shit.
It kind of felt weird. Before we were Ryan Reynolds, some people would actually think about, like, Danny DeVito and stuff like that. And I was like, that would have been weird.
Oh, that would have... Yeah, he's too old.
Right? But, you know, they asked him, and he was like, what the fuck is a Pikachu?
No, Danny. Hell no, Danny. Fucking, you are not allowed after that, nigga. You say that shit, it's disrespectful to the brand, bro. What is a Pikachu? The only Pokemon that matters.
And you know some crazy? A lot of people don't realize there's more than one Pikachu. So they're like, yo, why they do that to Pikachu? That's cheating on Ash. And it's like, you know, that's like a whole bunch of other Pikachu besides that one.
Yeah,
Pikachu, right?
They all call Pikachu, nigga. It's a type.
It's a race of animals. It's a breed.
It's a mouse Pokemon, motherfucker. Let's get it real. It's a mouse Pokemon. Electric mouse, nigga.
All right, but they're gonna start a cinematic universe with Pokemon. I'm really excited about it. I want to see more Pokemon movies. You know, I don't know if I want to see a whole bunch of Detective Pikachu movies, because after a while I got tired of seeing Pikachu and I just wanted to see more other Pokemon. I was like, you know what? Can we see some more battles? Because it's not that you only see the Pokeball once. You don't get to see a lot of Poke fights. There's no Pokemon, a whole lot of bunch of Pokemon fights. It's like one Pokemon fight, which is the Charizard versus Pikachu, unless you count the Mewtwo versus Pikachu fight. But that's not a real Pokemon match. You know what I mean? That that one scene with Pikachu and Charizard and a little bit of Bulbasaur and what was it, Gastly or something?
Yeah,
those are the only real Pokemon fights.
But it wasn't about Pokemon trainers. Pokemon trainers do the matches.
Yeah, and in the movie it's illegal now to be a Pokemon trainer. I thought that was
in
the
city. Yeah. In that city, you can do it outside of that city.
Right.
But that city, you can't. No battles. Not over here, nigga.
No, you can't do that. Pokemon are your friends here. Pokemon are your friends here, you know. So, you know, I really can't wait, because growing up, I remember Pokemon Snap, I never had an N64, so I had friends who had N64, so I would literally just go to their house so I could play the N64, so I could play Pokemon Snap, and literally just take pictures. You know, that's literally the whole game. It was Instagram as a video game, and all you get to do is take pictures of Pokemon in 3D animation. But I remember seeing the 3D animation Pokemon as a kid and thinking they were so fucking cool, like, ah. So seeing it now in the movie form is just like, man.
Yeah, we didn't play. Pokemon Stadium, we've been waiting for a better one, and they gave it to us on the game aside of Pokemon. It was great.
Right, so.
Pokemon Stadium, Pokemon Snap. That's the shit.
Right, so. I can't wait. But in other film news, or TV news, one of this one. So South Park has an escape room opening up in Chicago. I don't know why. Why? Like, I've seen, you know, films like The Purge have to do with an escape room. Saw have to do an escape room. But I don't understand why South Park would need a safe room. It don't make any sense to me.
Because a lot of people die in South Park. True. If you really take that in, how many people get murdered in South Park? How much bad shit happened to people in South Park? Yeah, I'm trying to get the fuck out of South Park, too. You gotta escape from South Park. I feel you, my nigga. Get the fuck out of there. Kenny die every day. Kenny die every day. Let me say one time, rest in peace, Kenny. Kenny die every day.
If you don't know what escape room is, that's when a group of friends get together and they get locked in a room full of puzzles and clues and locks, and they gotta go through everything and navigate and stuff in order to get out the room, you know? And usually each room has some kind of theme and narrative to add some layers of fun. So South Park got one called South Park Cartman Escape Room, which actually launched as a prototype in the San Diego Comic-Con and the New York Comic-Con, and it's probably one of the most popular, you know, installations in the convention. But now they're being in Chicago, and, you know, Cartman is basically, I guess, trapping people in rooms now, and you got to escape Cartman.
I mean, if you're a real South Park fan, now that I know it's Cartman's room.
You know, it's going to be a whole lot of shit going on.
This nigga's motherfucking devious.
Right? That's going to be scary.
Devious and, little fat fuck. Fuck that fat motherfucker. That nigga makes fat people look bad as a chunky brother. That nigga makes us look bad.
Yeah, speaking of escape rooms, you know, Saw is about to get a reboot. Guess from which director? Director of Head of State. The director of I Think I Love My Wife. The director of Top 5. Also known as comedian Chris Rock. Chris Rock is thinking about rebooting Saw. Saw, y'all. The guy who, the co-writer of Pootie Tang is gonna reboot Saw.
Yo, that shit gonna be funny.
To star and produce. He's gonna star and produce. He's not gonna direct. He's gonna star and produce. He came up with the idea for himself. He said it's not going to be in a comedy, though. It's going to be intense and twisted.
Is he getting Jordan to fucking do the motherfucking... He got to get Jordan in there.
He got Pete Goldfinger and Joel Stolzberg to write the script based on his idea. And, you know, it reimagines it. And it's pretty much spin off the world of Jigsaw. You know, that's all they said so far. I don't know how, but, you know, they say Chris want to put his own spin to the Saw franchise in a way that Eddie Murphy did a fresh perspective of the Buddy Cop film with 48 Hours. So, when you say it like that, I have no clue. And I hate porn? What did they call it again? Torture porn. I hate torture porn films, and I never wanted to see those films in theaters. But when you put fucking Chris Rock...
It's not technically torture porn.
It is torture porn. Saw is like... Full blown torture porn. Hey, Saw, Hostel.
Actually,
like it's literally the epitome.
Yeah, that's
it's true. The epitome.
Yeah, because they have to give some blood to get out of those traps. That's right. You right.
So I might check it out. I'm not sure, but you know, I'm definitely down for that. Speaking of other black productions and black films, so the director of Atlanta, Atlanta with T.I., Chris Robinson. He also did music videos for, like, you know, Beyonce, Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Busta Rhymes, Snoop Dogg, T.I., Usher, Fat Joe, Prince. And, you know, just to name a few. But, you know, now he's back with a new movie that's now on what's coming to Netflix called Beats, starring Anthony Anderson, which to me feels just like in a continuation of Hustle and Flow. It seems like nothing happened after he helped Terrence Howard do a rap career, and now he just found another protege. It like literally just, to me, that's what it just feels like. It just feels like a spinoff from Hustle and Flow. Like, oh, I found somebody else. I found somebody to be my protege. You know, but
Terrence Howard killed somebody. And he's getting life.
Yeah, now he's in jail.
Jail. It was only assault battery in the beginning, but now it's like real time. And he's still trying to get these mixtapes out from jail.
So the movie is called Beats, you know, and it's going to be on Netflix soon. I saw it. It looks pretty good. You know, Dave East is in it, you know, so definitely might want to check that out. Yeah.
Dave East. What is he going to do?
He's probably playing a rapper. It's a movie about rappers.
That is true.
I saw a new trailer for Escape Plan 3, since we're talking about movies for rappers, with 50 Cent. And it's just like, they don't even make these movies for America no more. This is just specifically for overseas market. And they go straight to DVD here. Like, and, you know, I remember one time I asked somebody, like, yo, do you like them 50 Cent movies? And he's like, yo, I always wonder when 50's going to do a real movie. I'm like, what do you mean? Those are movies. They got a team. They have a cast together. I'm like, yeah, but they're not a real movie. I was like, jeez.
Why are you saying that?
And I realized later, you know what I mean? Like, you know, 50's not, I guess what he was saying, like, 50 don't do franchise movies, or 50 don't have movies that have big marketing dollars. Because that's what that really means. Because nobody knows you make a movie. Like, unless you have big billboards everywhere, newspaper ads, 30-second spots every freaking 15 minutes on TV during the NBA game, your picture's not in there, on gummy worms and sodas and stuff, nobody thinks your movie exists. Like,
man.
You need like $100 million in marketing for people to make you believe your movie the movie.
Man, they said it was a big, rich town. Yeah. I'm just trying to come up. What? People were singing that just now. I know you were singing that just now. Don't worry about it. 50, you good. Don't keep doing what you're doing, bro.
Let him hate. 50's getting TV money, so he's like, it don't matter to me.
Stop playing. Like, Power's like coming out again. Like, what are you talking about? The biggest betrayal. Stop playing.
And so he'll be
50,
fun.
Cut the check.
You know, he got the ABC money coming for the ABC show. He got the Stars money for the new Stars show. He'd be fine. You know. Speaking of people that's fine, you know, I realized the guys who were producing Simpsons never had lost a job in like over 20 years. Because the shows just stay on the air.
You damn right.
So I'm like, 50 people going straight try to figure out how to keep that TV money going in. Because he's like, yo, this is money in this. You know. And speaking of The Simpsons is now owned by Disney. And, you know, and now it's not, you know, it's crazy because I found out that Disney is about to start switching up where you're going to find The Simpsons. Like, I don't know if it's not going to be on Fox anymore.
It's Disney Fox. Like, why you keep calling it Fox? It's Disney Fox.
You're going to be able to find it on Freeform.
Fox Disney. Yeah. Oh, my God. They got everything.
Right.
They control it, all the media. Watch it.
So now it's going to be on Freeform, which used to be the Family Channel, which became Fox Family Channel, then the ABC Family. So it was just like, oh, man, first you bought them out of their channel, and now you just bought their whole business. That's just crazy. So
that's just business. Right. That's called monopoly. Who's stopping it? Nobody.
Nobody.
It's wild.
And everybody's getting ready to get on the app.
They're taking their time. They're doing it the legal way. They're doing it, taking their time, but they're hitting so big pieces. Like, the pieces they're hitting is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm telling you, they're trying to go ham. 28% of Netflix users claim they're going to cancel their Netflix subscription so they could go on Disney Plus.
What the fuck is that?
You don't know what Disney Plus is?
Oh, don't tell me.
Disney Plus is their version of Netflix. Disney's going to have all their stuff. They're taking their stuff from Netflix, and they're taking their stuff from every other app and creating their own app. And they got everything on it, from Marvel, from Star Wars, to Disney classics, all different Disney TV shows. All the Disney movies, Netflix, all the Disney TV show movies.
Netflix, we really gonna miss you. I saw that shit, my nigga. I swear, I saw that. I was like, yo, Netflix is. Somebody said it was gonna die. How Netflix is gonna die? But I didn't read the article. Now that I know that, I was like, in my head, I was like, how that's gonna happen? How that's gonna happen. But boom, that's how that happens. Disney fucking takes your idea and runs with that bitch.
The thing is, everybody's gonna have a freaking app thing, because people are gonna wanna mostly go on that because of the you got the Marvel shows coming up over there. You got the WandaVision show coming out for Marvel. You got the Bucky and Sam Wilson show coming out. You got the Loki show coming
you
out.
You keep saying Marvel. You need to say Disney. Let's say Disney.
I mean, it's Disney. It's Disney property. It's
you
either
say
or.
Marvel, if you say Marvel, put Disney behind it.
Disney's Marvel.
And Marvel, Disney.
And you know Disney now on the X-Men and stuff Fox now. So we going to start seeing X-Men material from
X-Men
now. Disney.
Disney.
So just like they, and you know, they, you got all these other apps. You got the Universal app coming because Universal got their own properties and stuff like that. Warner Brothers with Warner Media.
Lionsgate?
You know, no, I think Lionsgate is doing some type of association with other, you know, they have different ways to distribute the movie. Like MGM and stuff is going through what apps like Vudu. And now Vudu is the official app for MGM properties and stuff like that.
I feel, well, live with this. Watch this. If I predict this is and this happens, this is going to be crazy. What? They are hitting everybody at a strong points right now. So
yeah, they got me just for the Star Wars stuff.
But watch this. I think their next move, this is the prediction, is anime. Anime's the next
Disney
move.
Disney anime?
Yeah, it's man. They're going to go for One Piece
they
and all that,
the
right?
Because
that's the only way Netflix could fight back and stay alive. Because
right. Disney on Hulu right now. They bought out every other company that's with Hulu.
Hulu Disney?
Disney is in full operational control of Hulu.
Disney Hulu. Disney Hulu. Oh my god. Yeah. Once again, I think they're coming at the anime next. That's the only way to shut out Netflix. Unless they don't want to be assholes. That'd be disrespectful.
Man.
Cause Netflix still brought out like Seven Deadly Sins, the wrong start of Baki,
right.
They didn't even start with Baki the Grappler. It's ridiculous. We ain't even gonna talk about that. That made me mad. I just thought about that. But
you know what's crazy? We were talking about Disney now. We were talking about Escape Rooms earlier. And I remember reading earlier that the Disney made the cast of Endgame do a whole bunch of games. So it's like the Endgames. And one of the Endgames was, I know, right? One of the games was they had to escape an escape room. Like, see what happens? When you sign these contracts, Disney makes sure you working.
Well,
like,
Tony Stark is pretty
like,
smart.
Oh, you thought you were just going to do a movie? Oh, you thought that was it? Nah. You got to play Pictionary with Robert Downey Jr. You got to play Pictionary on YouTube now. That's part of it. That's part of the contract. You know, speaking of, you know, doing have to do more than one thing. Well, this is not really a contract thing. Well, Bill Murray is, you know, open to showing in the new Ghostbusters 3 movie. They basically said, yeah, we messed up with that last one, so we're just going to continue where we left off in the original series, and now we're going to do the Ghostbusters 3. So it's supposed to be like The Force Awakens when they're bringing people back, and Bill Murray's like, I'm down for that. Just don't kill us off. You know? He really wants to come back, you know?
Hey, man, we love that girl.
Right?
That was Bill Murray's top shit. He was in the mold, Bill Murray mold. Like, this is what you get when you get a Bill Murray movie.
He didn't want to do that last movie, but he did it because he wanted to support the people. So he's like, you know, he did that one, so he got to do this one.
Yeah, they got everybody.
And they messed up that last one, so yeah. So
the only person they didn't get was the, what's the nigga name?
The one that died? Oh, no.
Oh, he died?
No. You're talking about Dan Aykroyd. Dan Aykroyd is still alive. He was in there.
Oh, he was the bus driver.
Yeah, no, the cab driver. He's the cab driver. Yeah.
The other one died? The scientist?
He died.
Oh,
yeah.
That's why it never came out.
Yeah, but what I also think, like, where they messed up is because they basically try to reboot it instead of trying to create another universe. Because with Ghostbusters, all you got to do is create another dimension and then have the dimensions cross, and you find out that the other Ghostbusters still exist in an alternate timeline. And boom, Ghostbusters fixed. The whole movie can still exist without destroying
all that.
Don't try to sit here and pretend that Ghostbusters didn't exist before. That ghost never happened in New York when the ghost invaded New York twice already. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't you know? Make it an alternate timeline, and then boom, you open up another universe, and then
they invaded. Ghostbusters didn't have nothing to do with that. They just
Dan Aykroyd eventually wanted to be where they was able to jump from dimension, and it's supposed to be like they're like firefighters, and everybody, every dimension got Ghostbusters, you know. So that's where they should have followed. They should have followed that storyline.
You really love that storyline.
I'm telling you, it'd been really good. It would have been good. But last but not least, this week we went to go see John Wick 3. You know,
yeah.
It was a fight to see the movie.
Oh.
It was like this dude thought he was John Wick sitting
okay,
in our seat.
Let's do this. Cause we grown, right? We grown people, man. I'm 28 myself. I've lived a long time. I had my freedom for a long time. So I'm just, I got shit to work for and live for and all that shit.
I got locked up before.
But
I know
this how to- nigga here, this nigga here was really, he always hit a button. Like, he always hit a button. It's like, he was activating all my nigga scissors. Like,
you're lucky we didn't have the time for it today. One, we were running behind because we had auditions for our movie. We're shooting a movie right now, so we had to do some recasting. So we were coming from the auditions, and I don't have my car right now because my car is messed up. So we had to take public transportation, but we missed the bus. So we're like, all right, we're just gonna have to take an Uber and everything. So it was a whole thing. We had to go through a whole thing to get to the movies. And of course, we gotta get the popcorn, gotta get the juice, get the pizza. I gotta use the bathroom. That was all me, by the way, y'all. That was literally all me. So, you know, by the time we finally
confirmed.
So by the time we finally get inside, I'm looking and I'm just like, okay, F. There we go, F. So I had to go F10, F9, F8, F7. Is that F6? F5? I think somebody's sitting in F. Just somebody sitting? Yep. I'm like, is that a seats? I'm like, this can't be our seats because there's people sitting there. He's like, you know the three little bears when the bears come home and they're like, hey, this, you know, this can't be my bed because there's somebody in my bed. Like, did I walk in the wrong house? Like, what's going on here? So I'm like, hey, is that F6 and F5? Guy goes, I don't know. Just sit there. I look at A. A looks back at me. I go, hey, man, I think that's F6 and F5. He goes, oh. I'm like, hey. Because he just want to sit there. I'm like, hey, bro, that's our seats. He's like, well, there's seats everywhere. I was like, yeah, but we chose those seats. He was like, yeah, but you can just sit anywhere. And I was like, no, but I picked specifically those seats. I paid for those seats. And he goes, I paid for seats too. I was like, you probably did, but you didn't pay for those seats. You better go to your seats. So, A, patience was already pretty much gone by that point. After I said those words, A was just like, nah, bro, what's up, man? And so now the guy, he's like, nah, what's up? So, A's like, yo, man, you gonna go? So, at this point, I'm saying to myself, like, okay.
I had popcorn and pizza in my head. I just wanted to watch the movie. It took long enough to get all this shit anyway. And then we get to our seats. The motherfuckers are in our seats and shit. That shit is brazy. And they had the good gall to say, yo, there's other seats out there. Like, nigga, these are seats. So, he looking like he couldn't find the number on the seat. I had to come over to the side, pull the... Yo.
Yeah, act like he didn't know where the number was.
Yo, if he wasn't in front... You know what?
So I'm sitting here thinking to myself, because I'm like, I really don't have the time for this today. I got a tripod on me. I got cameras, laptops. I got to leave town to shoot a documentary in DC tomorrow morning.
I'm DJing tomorrow at a charity event.
I got to record another podcast after I leave here. So I'm sitting here to myself like, I really don't have the time for this today. Because if I had the time, if I didn't have the equipment, and I was feeling real petty, I could have sat in front of this dude, and we could just really sat it out. Like, okay, you know where to go. You know, we don't get, none of us is going to see this movie. We're just going to sit right here in front of you. I'm just going to watch you while you watch me, bro. We're just going to watch each other. You know, because you're getting up. You're getting up.
It's going to be tough because of his, like, just because you got your girl there, don't mean you got to play the tough guy role. You too grown for this. Because there's really tough guys. And then what you going to do then? You going to get embarrassed in front of your girl.
Especially if you wasn't an AMC. If this was Jamaica, that would be a different story.
Yeah, but it would be, like,
we could get crazy in Jamaica.
We ain't even gonna talk about it.
Like, Showcase Cinemas is a whole different deal compared to AMC.
We gonna talk about it. Nah, fuck that. We would scrape that nigga and then moved on. like real quick.
But
like,
we at AMC, we like, you know, this is people bring, not only do the people bring their family there, you know, it's you know, you're more likely to go to jail doing some dumb shit in there.
You ain't getting out of fresh matter.
Right? Nah. Like, so I'm just like,
not smooth.
Like, right? And I'm just like, I don't feel like going to Buggins tonight and then taking my property and I got to go back to the precinct and get my laptop and my camera back. I'm just like, it's not worth it. Let me just call the people at AMC and talk to the manager. So I went to the manager and he was hustling behind the counter because he's like, yo, man, I'm sorry. There's just a lot of people right now. I don't have a lot of people working with me today. And he's like, I'm like, yo, it's cool, but somebody's in my seat. You know, And like, all right, you go in walkie-talkie. He's like, yeah, we got a seat situation, and da-da-da-da. So I'm like, all right, cool, I got it. So I go back in to let A know, like, all right, man, somebody's coming. And he's just sitting in front of the stage, like, they're literally sitting across from the girl. Like, yeah, man, these are our seats. Like, I'm like, you still talking to these people? Why are you talking to these people for? I'm literally recording this whole thing.
I'm trying to figure out, like, I'm just trying to talk sense into the, like, into the brother. I'm trying to talk sense into the brother. Like, our seats. I even grabbed his phone. He showed me his ticket. I grabbed it just to see, like, what's up? Like, where is it? Like, he couldn't find where his seat number is. Like, how you can't? We got proof. We got the tickets with the numbers, and the numbers is lit up on your chair, nigga. It's on your chair. And you give me a ticket without even the number on the ticket.
Like, meanwhile, John Wick is already on the screen stabbing everybody and throwing people over and shooting people off. And we can't sit there and pay attention. We want to pay attention to the movie, but we want to see this man going to do something stupid at the same time.
Oh, my God. So I really did turn around a couple of times as to watch the movie. Like, I really... But I'm standing in front of them, so they watching me. They watching me and some of the movie... We gonna compromise here because
he had to move. All he had to do was move. He wasted all that time.
Fat fuck. Another fat nigga making fat people look bad.
And he was sitting there comfy with all his food from outside the theater. Just sitting there.
Nigga had Buffalo Wild Wings in the motherfucking theater. You know they ain't got no hot wings.
That must have been Hooters. That must have been Hooters.
Hooters. Motherfucking Hooters. My bad. Shout out to Hooters.
But I'm sitting here like, yo, man, you gonna get all these seats. Like, yeah, all right. I'm like, chill, yeah, all right. Let's see.
Yo,
Keep that energy. I'm like, keep that energy 5 seconds, bro. Keep that energy. Because you touch this AMC worker, it's on. It is on. But I'm like, I'm gonna see what's gonna happen. We're gonna see. AMC guy came in, and then I showed him my ticket, and then I had a screenshot of one of them for my email. And he's like, yo, you guys are early. It's 3:11. I'm like, bro. Look at the fucking time, bro. He's like, oh, it's 3:55. I'm like, oops. I'm like, bro. So he goes past the seat. I'm like, where's F? I'm like, bro. You know, he's walking towards the phone. Because I got the seats in the back. He went towards this fucking screen. I'm like, bro, F is back here. Come back here. Come back here. He comes back. Finally says, I'm like, yo, right here. He's sitting right here. And I hate the fact that I had to be I hate the tattletales. And I hate to be the one to be pointing fingers like, it's them. It's them.
But I also hate to be the nigga in jail for smacking your koofy off, my nigga. Like, real shit in front of your girl just to make you feel bad. And then I'll bitch slap you and then tell your girl she can sit on my lap if she don't want to go all the way to the front. Real shit. Like, he's retarded. Like,
he really sat there.
He's ignorant. Ignorant was the word I used. I was talking nice.
This went on for at least 20 minutes.
I was like, you being ignorant right now. Let me see the phone. Let me see your ticket. Where is the seat? No, this ain't, you don't even got nothing. We have that. You know you wrong.
It went on for 20 minutes.
I'm gonna wait for this nigga to do it the right way. Because you want to be ignorant.
Went on for 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Like,
smack your whole koofy.
Like, sir, you're going to have to go. You're going
to... No, you wrong. His girl know he wrong, too, but she got a ride or die. At least she was a ride or die. I tell you that, because she was just sitting in the wrong with the nigga.
Like, I'm sitting there looking at Anna. I'm like, hey, don't worry about it. They're going to get up off these seats. And this guy said it with the bold face, like, no, we not. We ain't going nowhere. Like, all right. Keep that energy, bro.
Let's see this. Like,
I can't
real
wait.
Real shit, there was a plan B, nigga. If this all this shit didn't work, my nigga, there was a plan B for that ass. I swear.
Like, John Wick was the only one fighting in this theater tonight.
Said I got horses in the back.
My phone was rolling because I was like, I'm going to need this for the lawyers later.
Yeah, tell the lawyers. Get the angle. I'm not going to be in the shot. Like, this going to cut real fast. Like, he going to touch the AMC worker. The AMC worker going to get his shot off first. Like, bah. Like,
I. And then we jump in right after. We was here to protect the staff. I work security, so I have to
push the AMC working right out the way. Like, we got this. We are AMC stars members. I got you.
We are A-list members.
This is what we do. We ride for AMC, nigga. Cut the check, AMC.
Oh, man. But finally, he got out, and then we finally got to sit down, and John Wick was already running from everybody. And, you know, we literally don't know where this movie started. I know when we got there, he was somebody was taking a bullet out of him. And, you know, he was already running, asking people for help. He asked for a Russian woman for help. And she's like, why are you bringing death to my door? And he basically, everywhere he went, basically, people were getting killed because they were helping John Wick. And
John Wick.
And John Wick, I'm not going to front, was getting slow in this movie. But, it was, you know, they acknowledged it in the film. Like, oh, this man getting slower. You know, but, you know, it's three movies. And it's probably, it's supposed to all take place in, like, within the same couple of weeks. So it's like, yeah.
Fighting so, Armageddon style.
So I think it makes sense for that he'll be getting slow at this point. So, you know, for a third film, I pretty much enjoyed the film. You know, I know it wasn't going to top the first two, but the action scenes were gruesome and crazy, and it was like, okay, you guys are still, you still got it. You know, it's, you're still up there. You know, if we're talking about badass action sequences, yeah. John Wick still got it. You know, they didn't lose that at all. You know,
Halle did good.
Halle did crazy wonderful. Like,
Halle did good.
I want to see more Halle Berry do more action movies.
And then, boom, Halle Dogs did good.
That movie was John Wick 3, The Dogs Bite Back. Or it was crazy how crazy that they were going in this movie. They were insane. The dogs were really fighting back in this movie. The dogs were like, no more dead dogs in this franchise. No more.
We're not taking it. We're not going.
And it's crazy because the guy next to you really brought his dog to the movie.
Nigga had a whole dog in there. Yeah, the lights turned on. Yeah, this is after we got our seats back because we was in our seats, though, while they had to go back to their front ass seats and shit.
And it's crazy because I saw them getting up again later on and going to another seat like, yo, I just.
And then they had to get up again, the motherfuckers, ass mofo. Foes, these niggas.
Right.
But the lights turn on, and the nigga next to us has a whole dog. Nigga hop out the seat like, oh, the movie's over. Okay, we out.
White guy, of course. And I thought he was telling, hey, he couldn't pet the dog. I'm like, did that white man just tell you you can't touch his dog?
Nah, these ignorant motherfuckers left their fucking food on there. And you know these dogs, these little dogs can't eat these chicken bones. Ghetto dogs can eat chicken bones and all that. They eat those. They know how to maneuver around that so they don't
die. But the suburban household puppy dog.
Nah, he gonna die. He gonna choke. And that's not the way we like animals.
But we got to enjoy John Wick. And John Wick is huge now. You know, John Wick is showing up in Fortnite now. You know, John Wick got comic books. You know, mobile games. You know, John Wick is a... And they got a John Wick series coming out as well, I think. A TV series. I don't think Keanu Reeves is in it, though. You know, but... John Wick is a franchise in itself at this point. And, of course, the way this movie ends, you could tell the movie is going to continue to a fourth film. I don't know if that's a spoiler, but, you know... It's John Wick. You seen it. If y'all seen John Wick, y'all know John not going down. But y'all definitely took some hits in this movie. And he also gave himself a few hits. I don't want to spoil. The man definitely took some damage in this movie. He don't walk out with all his limbs. I can say that.
Damn, that's a lot.
That's not spoiling how it happened.
He said that's not spoiling enough. But we still gonna have to put no spoilers in the beginning of this shit.
But guys, I think if you're looking for a good action movie this weekend, if you guys are looking for an entertaining, you know, popcorn flick, you know, if you're looking for a good jam-packed action movie, I think John Wick is the film for you guys. I give it a 10 out of 10. You guys know I don't really give out 10 out of 10, but I'm telling you guys, we came to the movie late. We had to deal with people sitting on our seats, and even after all that, I was still able to sit there and fall, you know, get lost in the movie and just, you know, be in awe of everything from the action sequences, from the dialogue to the direction to the cinematography to the, you know, the production design. Everything was literally on point. I love the I've seen a few guys from the movie. If you guys ever seen The Raid, they had a couple of fighters from the movie, the film The Raid, in these films, in John Wick 3, and they did phenomenal. I thought they did a great job in this film, and I was glad. I was really proud to see them in this film. And, you know, they're supposed to redo the Raid series, and I don't know, you know, how I feel about that, because the guys who did the first time were great, but, you know, they were perfect in this neo-noir action thriller. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, like I said, it's definitely a franchise now, and there's gonna be way more of this film. But I'm all for it. I will continue seeing this film, and I think if you're looking for a good action sequence, an action movie, you know, a good spectacular, over the top film, you know, with brilliant choreography, you know, I think this is the film for you. You know, it's definitely, it's brutal, it's entertaining, you know, it's funny, you know, it's phenomenal. Everybody did a great job at the film. Keanu Reeves did a great job. Halle Berry did a great job. Lawrence Fishburne did a great time. That's a great time. Great job. Asia, Kate Dillon, you know, Lance Reddick, and Jekka Hudson, David McShane. I it's crazy how much I really enjoy watching him on the screen. This man just knows how to carry a role. This man is just, we saw him recently in Hellboy, and Hellboy is horrible. Hellboy boy.
Oh shit, people. Let me get this. Yo.
Ian David McShane and Hellboy as Hellboy father did a great job. He carried that film.
Thank you, Jesus. It was bearable for that. It was bearable because of that.
He was the one. I wanted to see more of him than I did want to see Hellboy.
Hellboy, he wasn't the right nigga for that. He didn't have the grit. He's a gritty dude, but he ain't gritty and raunchy. He like gritty. I'm part of the law type gritty. Like he wasn't believable, and then it was like. He was a fucking joke. This nigga was a joke. You made Hellboy a joke. Made him a clown. You gruesomed him up, his face and all that, but you still made him a clown.
Mark Allen DiCoso, I think that's his name, but he does have numerous karate championships and stuff for Kung Fu, but he did great in this movie. He was funny and badass in this film.
We talk about John Wick now.
Back to John Wick.
Because you just talked about Hellboy.
There was an Asian guy in Hellboy, and he did an okay job too. But you know, it wasn't as phenomenal as what Mark did in John Wick. Like I believe he was a ninja.
Niggas is bloody raw in fucking Hellboy. Yo, get the fuck out of here!
Lance Reddick too was great in fucking John Wick. You never see him pull out a gun in this movie franchise so far. So it was nice to see him with a gun in his hand and see that, you know, he can handle himself with some guns. You know what I mean? Like, he was in The Wire, you know, he was in a couple other, Fringe, Lost, Oz. But, man, he did his thing in John Wick 3. You know what I mean? I enjoyed it the most. Like, I don't know. I think
all I'm going to say, he could be a better sensei. Yeah, that's it. I'm not even gonna speak on that. He need to up his sensei work. He need to talk to Master Splinter or something. You know, that's a whole New York and shit. So holla at him on some teaching tips. But yeah, he handles himself real good. Real good. Niggas get busy.
But I really dig the franchise as a whole. You know, I never expected John Wick to grow this much from the first film, but once you saw the first film, really hard to imagine not that you have to keep the story going. Like, he can't just die. The whole thing is about a guy escaping everybody trying to kill him. You know what I mean? And I really dig it. I really dig it, and I know they're gonna keep going with the franchise. You know, and I'm all for it. I can see more John Wicks. This is my first John Wick in theater though, but I'm all for it. Hey, you will see more John Wicks?
Absolutely. Until they get to motherfucking 6, I see it coming.
Yeah, but I don't think it's gonna stop anytime soon.
Yeah, he's gonna keep getting slower and slower, but his moves are just gonna get more complex.
You know what's crazy? The guy who directed this movie, you know how he met Keanu Reeves? Who was his stunt double?
Keanu.
You know how he met Keanu? Who was his stunt
double? Let's call him Neo.
He was actually his stunt double in The Matrix.
Oh.
He was Neo.
Neo.
They both shared being Neo. That was his stunt double. So, he, you know, that's how, you know, so he was like, yo, man, I want to direct a movie with you. And, you know, here we are today.
John Wick.
So, yeah, that was the episode, guys, of At the Movies. So, you know, tell us what you think. Did you like John Wick? If you didn't like John Wick, let us know. We'll be back next week. We're going to go see, of course, Aladdin. You know, because Disney...
We got to see Aladdin.
Disney just want our money once a month.
I'd rather go see the play.
If we can afford this, man, if we didn't put the money down to go see
Tyler
Perry,
I heard it was cheap.
If we didn't put the money down to see Tyler Perry, I ain't putting the money down to go see Aladdin right now in Broadway.
You're damn right. Fuck that.
I tried to see. Yeah, I'm telling you, Tyler Perry is playing this weekend right now, and I saw them prices. One ticket alone was like $120. I was just like, ooh, we should have bought them months ago. Should have been got through shits. Too late now.
We said we was gonna do it.
Never did it. Man, you know how much money it costs to make a movie? There was just not enough time.
There's no time for that. You see this? This is called sacrifice, motherfucker, for you. Right. For you people.
Right? You had to choose. We chose you guys. We wanted to enjoy ourselves and watch Tyler Perry live in a dress. we chose.
For the last time.
For the last time. It's a farewell tour.
Say goodbye to the dress. We say goodbye to the dress, people. Thank you, Jesus.
But we decided to just focus to finish this movie that we're shooting. So, sacrifice the remake to entertain you guys. But anyway, that was this episode of At the Movies. We will see you guys at the movies. Later.
Later.